You're listening to A Prisity by Millie Wilcox, Episode 1, A Morning. It was the warmest week so far all year. It had reached a whopping 55 degrees the day before, and the kids all thought it was summer, even though it was only the beginning of March. The forecast said it would be even warmer today, a high around 60. Stephanie was so grateful for the sun. It had been a really long, hard winter for her and her six kids since her husband Jason died in a car accident. Jason did a lot of driving for work. He serviced security systems all over the state, and sometimes he would drive as many as 200 miles. Stephanie always worried during the winter months when the roads were icy, but he never had any trouble until one rainy day in June. His car hydroplaned and skidded across the median into oncoming traffic. Stephanie shut her eyes tight and tried to push the image from her head. Her phone on the nightstand beside her started buzzing. Monday morning. Another day. Time to get going, she told herself. She hadn't been sleeping. She had been wide awake since Matthew, her three-year-old, had climbed into bed with her at 5 a.m. Now it was 6:30, and she scrambled to turn off the alarm before Matthew woke up. Too late.
Hi, Mommy.
He cooed in his sweet little voice, looking up at her from half under the blanket. He had his dad's big brown eyes. Hi, baby. Stephanie brushed his wispy brown hair out of his face. A scream broke out down the hall.
It's my turn to go first!
Oh, it's not! You went first yesterday!
6:30 and they were already at it. Let's go get breakfast, she sighed as she scooped up Matthew.
Waffles,
he said. No, baby, no waffles today, just cereal, Stephanie replied as she walked out of her bedroom into the living room. The living room was a good size with two large couches and a comfy armchair that was great for piling onto to read stories. The far wall was lined with built-in shelves that were messy with stacks of children's books, novels, and art supplies, and there was a TV in the front corner. The room opened up into the kitchen, and you could see the dining room table and sliding glass doors that went out to the backyard. The rest of the kitchen was hidden behind the wall that went partway up to the vaulted ceiling. Stephanie was glad for that because the kitchen was usually a mess and the sink overflowing with dishes. Matthew began his whiny cry. It sounded like a siren. Stephanie went into the kitchen and put him down in his high chair. She poured cereal right onto his tray in hopes he would stop crying as she went to break up the fight in the hall off the living room. By now, there was a full wrestling match between Trey, who was 15, and Levi, who was 10. Those two boys fought all the time. They could not even look at each other without getting into an argument. Stephanie got there just in time because Levi was starting to throw punches. Usually, Trey, who was not too much bigger but definitely stronger than Levi, was good not to get too physical, but one could hardly expect him to keep his cool with his little brother pounding on him. Stephanie grabbed Levi by the back of his jeans and hoisted him off his brother. Levi put his hands on the floor to keep from falling on his head, but Stephanie kept hold of his pants. She walked him down the hall, his head still down, doing the wheelbarrow walk on his hands until they reached the living room. Then Stephanie flipped him over so that he did a somersault onto the couch. Chill, she ordered, pointing a finger at him.
That was cool, Mom. Do it again,
Levi laughed. His freckled round cheeks were rosy from being upside down. No, she said shortly. She tousled his dirty blonde hair. Go get your breakfast and quit fighting with your brother.
Me too, Mom! Look at me on my hands too!
Caleb pleaded. Caleb was a scrawny five-year-old with the same blonde hair and freckles. Stephanie grabbed the hem of Caleb's pajama pants and wheelbarrow walked him into the kitchen as he giggled. Then she flipped him upright, put him on his chair, and poured him a bowl of cereal. Matthew was still whining. You woke up way too early, she told him. She pulled his sippy cup out of the fridge and handed it to him. Finally, he stopped crying as Stephanie went to drag the girls out of their beds. Stephanie walked down the hall, past the little boys' room, and into Emery's small room at the end. Time to get up, she said gently, shaking Emery awake. Emery whined. Stephanie flipped on her light and left the room. There was a steep staircase across the hall that went up to the attic. There was no door on the attic room. Half the room was used for storage, and the other half Charlotte had taken over as her bedroom. It had steep, sloping ceilings, so even though the floor space was pretty big, the headspace was limited. Charlotte was already up. She was pulling on a clean shirt as Stephanie came into the room.
Mom!
Charlotte complained. I'm sorry, Stephanie apologized. Time to come down for breakfast.
I know,
Charlotte sassed. Charlotte didn't used to mind Stephanie walking in on her while she was changing. She was getting so grown up. And she was getting so tall. You're about to outgrow this room, Stephanie commented as she noticed how Charlotte's head was only a few inches from the ceiling where she stood next to the dresser. Charlotte folded her arms.
I like this room. It's bigger than Emery's room.
It was true. Emery's room was the smallest in the house. Stephanie went back downstairs to make sure the other kids were getting ready. As she walked into the kitchen, Trey, who had won the fight for the bathroom, walked through with a towel around his waist. He had attempted to comb down his straight brown hair, but it had a perpetual cowlick in the back. Trey's room was in the mostly unfinished basement. He walked past the pantry at the end of the kitchen and into the mudroom. He turned past the door that went out to the garage to head down the stairs. Charlotte walked into the kitchen and poured herself a bowl of cereal. She had neatly braided her shiny, straight brown hair that went halfway down her back. Because she was so tall for her age, people usually thought she was older than 12. Emery was 8 and idolized her sister.
Charlotte, braid my hair,
Emery requested as she walked in.
No way, I have to finish my homework before the bus comes,
Charlotte replied.
Mom, braid my hair?
Emery asked. I don't know, we'll see if I have time. As Stephanie said that, Matthew threw his sippy cup on the floor and milk exploded everywhere.
There's milk in my hair!
Emery screamed. Sure enough, the milk had somehow managed to splash all the way into Emery's thick brown curls. Stephanie grabbed the hand towel that was next to the kitchen sink and rubbed the milk out. After that, she used the towel to mop up the floor. All the while, the kids continued to scream, fight, and whine as usual. Matthew was crying again, and Charlotte was yelling about milk on her homework. Emery was complaining that Stephanie had messed up her hair. The towel had made Emery's hair frizzy, so Stephanie went to get the hairbrush. Halfway down the hall, she stopped and covered her ears for a moment. She took a few big breaths. You can do this, she told herself. She got the brush from the bathroom, then came back into the kitchen and brushed Emery's hair as she ate her cereal.
Ow, ow!
Emery whined. After wrestling Levi into a clean t-shirt and searching high and low for Emery's favorite shoes, only to find them under the kitchen table, they had a quick family prayer and Trey, Charlotte, Levi, and Emery rushed out the door to catch the bus. They almost didn't make it. Stephanie stood by the open door and watched as they got on. Twice in the last month, Levi had hidden behind the large lilac bush so the bus would leave without him, and Stephanie had to drive him to school. Levi looked back to see if Stephanie was watching. She pointed a finger at him. He got on the bus. Stephanie let out a big breath. She had made it through another crazy morning. A loud clatter came from the kitchen, and Matthew started crying. Stephanie turned to see what had happened. He must have been climbing out of his high chair by standing on the tray, because now he and the tray were on the kitchen floor, and he was bawling. Caleb, did you see Matthew fall? Did he hit his head? Stephanie insisted as she went to scoop Matthew up. Caleb didn't hear her over Matthew's screams, but when she picked him up, he calmed down. You're okay, Stephanie said to him. Matthew laid his head on her shoulder.
Thank you, Mommy.
Aw, you're welcome, baby. Stephanie gave him a little squeeze and put him down so she could clean up the breakfast dishes. He immediately began bawling again. How about we watch Paw Patrol, Stephanie announced. Caleb had heard that.
Yay, Paw Patrol!
He cheered and ran into the living room to jump onto the couch. Matthew mimicked Caleb.
Yay, Paw Patrol!
He ran and jumped up next to Caleb. Stephanie cleaned up breakfast. She rinsed the dishes and went to put them into the dishwasher. But the dishwasher was flashing error 22, and the dishes from last night were still dirty. Ugh, she growled. She put in more soap and turned it back on. Then she went into the bedroom to work on her school assignments. Stephanie had been 3/4 of the way through a degree in sports medicine when she had gotten pregnant with Trey. She thought she could hurry and finish up before he was born, but she was so sick that she had to withdraw from her second to last semester. Life had never slowed down since, and every time she got pregnant, she threw up for 9 months. People would ask why she did it so many times if she got so sick, and she would tell them because God asked her to. Over the years, Stephanie had developed a passion for massage therapy. She only had a couple of classes left for her massage certificate, but when Jason passed, she decided she needed to finish up her bachelor's degree as well. So now, Stephanie was working towards graduating in sports medicine with her massage therapy certificate, and it was a sprint to the finish line. Once the spring semester was over, she would only have 2 classes left. After the accident, the life insurance payout had been enough to finish paying off the house and minivan, and to float them for a little while. She got a monthly widow's benefit from Social Security, but it was not enough to live on, and she knew she needed to finish up her degree and get a job quickly so she could start providing for her family. She had not told the kids, but the last of the insurance payout had gone towards a repair on the minivan last month, and they were now dipping into credit for groceries and gas. Stephanie rubbed her eyes. "It's going to be okay," she told herself. "God has always taken care of us. He will take care of us now." She turned on the computer. It was a full semester. Luckily, most of her classes were offered online. Since she had not taken a math class in so long, she was required to take her physics class in person on campus at the community college. It was every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. However, the instructor, Professor Taylor, would record all the lectures and post them online the next day. On the first day of class, she went up to him after it was over. "I was wondering if I could watch the video lectures instead of always attending in person. The thing is, this was the only class I couldn't take online, and I have 6 kids, and it's a hard time of day."
"If you think you can keep up that way, it's no skin off my nose,"
he cut her off unfeelingly.
"Just make sure you are here for the tests and in-class assignments."
Then he added, in a kinder voice,
"You are welcome to email the other assignments to me, and email me if you have any questions. We can do a video call during office hours if you need."
Stephanie had nearly cried tears of relief. Her kids were able to watch each other, but she knew they would not do well with her being away 4 days a week, especially in the evening. Evenings were usually terrible at her house. Stephanie opened her school site and clicked on Elements of Physics. She pulled up the link for the recorded lectures. She saw Wednesday's that she had watched already, but she did not see Thursday's lecture. She had tried to watch it Friday morning, but it hadn't been uploaded yet. When she saw it still wasn't posted, after giving him the weekend to get it up, she decided to email the professor. "Hey, Professor Taylor, I'm not seeing the recorded lecture for Thursday for Physics 1100. Maybe I'm just missing it, but I thought I would ask, in case it got put somewhere else. Thanks, Stephanie Wren." She began working on another class, but it didn't take long for Professor Taylor to message her back.
"Oh, shoot, I guess I forgot to hit record. I'm sorry. The unit is covered in Chapter 6 of your book. If you have any questions about the unit, feel free to drop by my office during my office hours. Chris."
She looked up his office hours. They were from 3 to 4 p.m. "Yeah, right, that's not going to happen. That's right after the kids get home from school," Stephanie thought. Stephanie had not purchased the book. Professor Taylor told them they didn't need to if they attended class regularly and took good notes. "I guess the part about attending class regularly doesn't apply to me," she considered. She wondered if she should purchase it now. She looked up the textbook on Amazon. It was $297. "Yikes, no thank you," Stephanie thought. 2% of a grade is not worth that much. Maybe she could Google the information. Stephanie did her schoolwork for about 5 minutes, but then Matthew started crying again. She went to see what was the matter. Caleb was touching his couch cushion. Stephanie moved Matthew to the adjacent couch. "There, now you have the whole couch to yourself." She went back to her schoolwork. 5 more minutes and Matthew was crying again. She went into the living room. "What?" she said impatiently.
"Baby, mean,"
Matthew whined. "It's okay, baby. Don't cry. It's just a show. Just watch. They will make it better." He wailed and put his arms up. Stephanie sighed. "You know what? Who wants to go to the park? I think we need a park day."
Yay!
Stephanie didn't even bother to shower or change out of her sweatpants. She just pulled her straight, light brown hair up into a messy bun and slipped into her tennis shoes. She grabbed jackets and threw some snacks and a tablecloth into her backpack. Then they loaded in their old copper-colored Grand Caravan minivan and drove to the park.